I did it alone. There was no fucking trophy on the fucking wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my fucking brain. No one helped me get there. No one paid my fucking bills. No one did shit for me. No one ran those fucking miles, lost that fucking weight. Look, I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, that's who I am, man. A very competitive, ultra competitive dude that take it what you want, man.
Now in the military, you're going to need instructor led runs. Most of the time, we knew the start and end point. But on the way back, I start seeing people getting happy and shit because the end was near. But there were some asshole instructors that would hear the happiness and go right on past the end point. When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads would stop dropping. And I start taking fucking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was fucking good. I don't live off that hope shit. I wish the water was cold. I wish them motherfucking instructors keep on fucking running. I wish the fucking rain. When the end is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the fuck you are. Stay hard.
But all these things that people are trying very hard to get rid of from their brains, I don't see why they need to leave. I will argue the point that if I feel anxious and pressured and stressed and fearful, I will get more done than if I was happy. I think if I was happy, I'd just be hedonistic and just wasting my time. I think that you get a whole bunch done with these negative connotations and negative emotions, and I think that life is suffering and pain, and you're here to go through it, and the sooner you get used to the taste, the more successful you're gonna be. I have no interest in trying to change the flavor, my friend. The flavor of life is pain, and I will eat all of it, and it doesn't matter if they put me back in jail or not. I'm not sitting there going, how can I be happy in jail? I will sit in jail and say, yes, this sucks, it's supposed to suck. Yes, I'm not enjoying this. Yes, I'm anxious and paranoid, and yes, that guy might stab me, and yes, I can't sleep, and I miss my family, and this is what's supposed to happen to me, and this is how I become the best man I can possibly be, and I'm gonna succeed regardless.
And when I was in going through Navy SEAL training, one thing I told myself, I wanted to quit every single day. But many dreams die while suffering. And many of us out here have suffered. And when you're suffering, I'm not talking about just physically. I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually. It could be a relationship. When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. When I was going through pararescue, I wanted to be a pararescueman so bad. But that water haunted me. So when the suffering got too much, my dream died. And pretty much I almost died with it. If I didn't find Navy SEALs and getting past that hump and overcoming my demons and facing my demons every day, I would have never been up here today. You can't outrun your demons. They'll always know where you're hiding. Trust me at that. And I'm gonna end with this. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
I've been saying this has been my message for a very long time in all realms. I've said for a very long time that life for the average man is going to get harder and harder. It's becoming more and more competitive. You need to find more and more ways to stand out and be unique. And the only way to really do those things, unfortunately, as a man, is to suffer. And that's one of the reasons I'm kind of glad that God put me in jail, because if you look at anything that builds a man into a man, there's a degree of suffering. It's very hard to become a man and have a man who's respected and has stories and is capable when he only had a nice life and nice experiences. It's usually the things that made you the best version of you are usually the worst things that happened to you. So many men say, I want to be the man, but they don't want to suffer. They don't want to fight. And I don't understand why, because even if you look at a superhero movie, they tell you, even in superhero movies, they make it very clear. Batman's parents died. That's why he's Batman. All the bad things have to happen. There's no way to get there without the bad things. I get so many emails from people complaining about their bad things, and I don't have time to reply to any of them, but if I could, I'd say good. Good luck, congratulations, off you go. Of course she broke your heart. Of course you're sad, of course you miss her. She's with me now, that's life. That's part of it. That's the only way you're gonna get to that level of resilience. You can't become the man any other way.
I wanna see that guy who immersed himself in fucking hell. And he thought about quitting and leaving and his wife and his kids. And why am I here? Is it worth it? All this crazy shit. And still said and found out a way to get through it. So basically that's the bottom line of it all. We all want to read about how we can quickly get somewhere. That's why the 6-minute abs and all sort of shit is so powerful. you may get some results from it, but they're not permanent. The permanent result comes from you fucking, I say it all the time, you have to suffer. You have to make that a tattoo on your fucking brain, so when that hard time comes again, you don't forget it. You may forget it for a second, but you can go back in the cookie jar, I call it. It's something that we've all endured. I call it the cookie jar, and we often forget how hard we are, but you gotta reflect back. Take a couple seconds to reflect. I've been through this, I've been through that. And then remind yourself, I'm a bad motherfucker. And then you can get through that shit. But if you don't believe it, you haven't endured shit, you're just blowing smoke, man. And you're not gonna be able to get through anything.
But my experience so far has been that when you see people bear their suffering nobly, there's nothing in that but good. That's something. And then when you see people take on more responsibility and decide that they're going to aim up and confront their suffering honestly and forthrightly, that their lives get better and the lives of people around them get better too. And so that's very strange as well, because it also means that the pathway to less suffering is through suffering, right? And that's kind of, that would be hopeful if the world was constituted that way. It's like, well, there's suffering. How do you make it worse? Run away. How do you make it better? Confront it. Yeah, but it's suffering. It's like, yeah, but it's there. There it is. It's right there. It's a precondition for existence or something like that. And it's like you have something important to do as well. And you confront it, and that's the pathway to transcending it.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.